Christian Audio presents A Woman Overwhelmed, Finding God in the Messes of Life, written and read by Haley DeMarco. My Overwhelming Introduction. I was introduced to a life overwhelmed when I was 5 years old. My neighbor, Sabrina, who coveted my little metal tricycle, decided it had to be hers. So, sometime during the night, she opened our adjoining backyard gate, put her dirty little fingers on the handlebars of my red rocket trike, and yanked it over to her yard by the tassels. When I woke the next morning, my ride was gone, lifted like a wallet from an unsuspecting tourist. After searching everywhere, I began to panic. I ran into the house to tell my mom when I suddenly heard Sabrina yelling from the other side of the fence, "I've got your trike, and you aren't getting it back!" I couldn't believe my best friend in the whole duplex had done this to me. My first reaction was shock, and then anger, and then tears. I was completely overwhelmed by this act of border aggression and my inability to open the gate and confront her. So I raced in to get President Mommy. She'd put some executive power behind opening the borders and starting the peace talks. A few presidential mandates later, and Sabrina finally opened the latch on her side of the fence. There she was, standing next to my trike, in the triumphant pose of a conquering hero, Rake standing aggressively by her side. Upon seeing this little barbarian grimace, I winced and hid behind my mother's legs. I couldn't advance on the enemy. It was too overwhelming. Smiling at the situation, my mother kindly said, "Sabrina, give her back the trike." And then my mom told me to go over and get it. I walked toward Sabrina like a kid reaching for the broccoli on her plate, nose turned away and eyes squinting in self-protection and disgust, and grabbed the trike. That was my earliest recollection of being overwhelmed by life. Of course, that was nothing compared to all the other overwhelming things that have happened since then and continue to happen. But now I take comfort in knowing that I'm not alone. As it happens, I've never met a woman who wasn't overwhelmed by something. It's a fact of life. Us women are overwhelmed by the certainty that our work is never done, and that if, by some outside chance it is, someone else's work will be right there begging us to fix it for them. That's why in the pages of this book, I've spilled the comical parts of my overwhelming life all over the place for you to laugh at and hopefully see some of yourself within. So don't spend too much time trying to clean things up for me. Just relax and go with the flow, knowing that you aren't the only overwhelmed woman in the world. Maybe in seeing something of yourself in the mess of my life, you'll be able to give yourself a break and laugh instead of cry. You have to know that many of the conditions of my heart are lifelong malfunctions that I have only recently dealt with. And many I'm still fighting to this day. But thankfully, all of them are covered by the redeeming power of the cross. And so, I bring them to you in order to agree with God that I'm in need of a Savior, and to thank Him for fulfilling that need. As you put yourself into the mix with my bad examples and God's good ones, I hope that you'll find a way to move from overwhelmed by life to overwhelmed by God, and to go from living the mission of me to embracing the mission of Him. I hope you will see that there actually isn't more to do than there is time, and realize that comparison is a deadly habit that makes you more overwhelmed than a woman with only 50 cents at an everything's a dollar sale. In the end, I pray that you'll find yourself so overwhelmed by the love of God that you won't have the time or desire to be overwhelmed by the circumstances of life. I want to encourage you to see everything through the filter of His love and to understand what that means for your to-do list and your relationships. So, join me in this journey into a life overwhelmed as we laugh and cry and pray and go from too much of a bad thing to so much of a good thing that we can't help jumping for joy. Chapter 1. Elbow deep in birthday cake. There are a lot of things to be overwhelmed with. I have been overwhelmed with worry, fear, faith, doubt, loss, gain, failure, rejection, acceptance, finances, love, hate, regret, responsibility, organization, mess, loneliness, hopelessness, inability, lack, abundance, and the list could go on. It's overwhelming how much I've been overwhelmed, okay? But if I'm honest with myself, I'm not so much overwhelmed with my life as I am with everyone else's. I'm doing what I want to do, but they aren't doing what I want them to do. If everyone would just do what I want them to do, I wouldn't be so overwhelmed. But from my husband and daughter to my friends and enemies, getting people to see that my ways are the best is like trying to convince my dog that he doesn't want to eat my dirty socks. It's a losing battle. Yeah. What I can't control worries me. I imagine how invigorating it would be if I could just give everyone a list and without a peep, they would go to work checking things off. Can you imagine the serenity that would give me? I could have my own website with the ultimate master to-do list on it, and every day my husband could check that site instead of wasting his time on ESPN.com and do all the work on the list.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?